Good morning, everyone. This morning we are in Numbers chapter 36, and this is the last chapter in the book of Numbers. I hope you've enjoyed this journey through Numbers. I truly have, and we're going to close it out today. Let's begin. And the heads of the fathers' households of the family of the sons of Gilead, the sons of Machir, the sons of Manasseh, of the families of the sons of Joseph, came near and spoke before Moses and before the leaders, the heads of the fathers' households of the sons of Israel, and they said, "The Lord commanded my Lord to give the land by lot to the sons of Israel as an inheritance. And my Lord was commanded by the Lord to give the inheritance of Zelophehad, our brother, to his daughters." Now, you might recall that this came up earlier in the Bible in Numbers chapter 27. This man had passed away and he had no sons, and they were wondering about what to do with his inheritance. And Moses brought that case before the Lord and God, and God said to him that if everyone has died, all the sons, then you shall give the inheritance to the daughters. So now this inheritance is going to go to the daughters, and what they're concerned about is that when they enter the promised land, everyone is going to get territory based on the 12 different tribes, and they're each going to get a different territory. Well, now if these women marry outside of the tribe, then there's going to be some problems with the inheritance, and a family could actually, or a tribe could actually lose the inheritance that went to Zelophehad's daughters because then they marry into a different tribe. And so these people are advocating for themselves and saying, "Hey, Moses, we're going to have a future potential problem here with the inheritance, and what should we do about it?" And what was, it's interesting what's said here. So in verse 5, "Then Moses commanded the sons of Israel according to the word of the Lord." So he got wisdom from God, saying, "The tribe of the sons of Joseph are right in their statements. This is what the Lord has commanded concerning the daughters of Zelophehad, saying, let them marry whom they wish, only they must marry within the family of the tribe of their father. Thus no inheritance of the sons of Israel shall be transferred from tribe to tribe, for the sons of Israel shall each hold to the inheritance of the tribe of his fathers." So, you know, it was actually a neat thing, and that the daughters were going to get the inheritance, which wasn't typical. Typically, it would fall to the sons, but because there were no sons, they made this exception back in Numbers 27. But they didn't really anticipate this future problem. So, to solve it, marry whoever you want, but you got to stay within your tribe. Now, there was a lot of people in each tribe, so there was a lot of, there's going to be a lot of men to choose from. But this way, they wouldn't have the problem with the inheritance. One of the things that I think is interesting is going back to Numbers 27 where this happened. Let me read it to you. "Then the daughters of Zelophehad, the son of Hepher, the son of Gilead, the son of Machir, the son of Manasseh, of the families of Manasseh, the son of Joseph, came near. These are the names of his daughters, Mahal, Noah, and Hogah, and Milcah, and Tizra. They stood before Moses and before Eleazar the priest and before the leaders and all the congregation at the doorway of the tent of meeting, saying, our father died in the wilderness, yet he was not among the company of those who gathered themselves together against the Lord in the company of Korah. But he died in his own sin, and he had no sons. Why should the name of our father be withdrawn from among his family because he had no son? Give us a possession from among our father's brothers." So Moses brought their case to the Lord. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "The daughters of Zelophehad are right in their statements. You shall surely give them a hereditary possession among their fathers and brothers. You shall transfer the inheritance of their father to them." So what I'm seeing here, which is really cool, is that the Lord God and Moses in leadership allows people to advocate for themselves and to advocate towards fairness. And, you know, some, it's really important. You know, my dad was struggling a little bit with his health. Hopefully we're getting that under control. But, you know, if you don't, if you were, say, home and you're sick and you don't advocate for yourself and you don't try to get an appointment or, you know, try to see the correct specialist and say, hey, I really need to get in and ask questions and make sure you tell them your medical history or things like that. If you don't advocate for yourself, you might just suffer. You might just, you know, deal with the difficulty that you're going through because you're not advocating for yourself. And it's really important, and you'll hear that in the medical field, how important it is to have someone advocating for you or for you to advocate for yourself. And there's something to be said for that. And here we see it in two different instances in Numbers 27. The women, you know, they come before Moses and the priest and say, hey, listen, we think we have a case here. We want to make it known to you. And Moses listened, God listened, and they got an inheritance. Well, in this case, someone perceived a potential problem in the future, and they came to Moses and advocated for themselves, and God heard it from Moses and said, you know what, they're right. So I think that's just really cool. At times in life, you're going to have to advocate for yourself. Now, this is interesting, though, because we've also seen in the book of Numbers that sometimes not everything's going to be fair. We saw some of one of the tribes wanted to stay on the other side of the Jordan. They didn't want to go into the promised land. And one of the concerns was, well, maybe they don't even want to fight with us. And Moses said, well, we'll give you this land on the other side of the Jordan as long as you come and fight with Israel to take the promised land. But they were able to leave their women and children behind, and they didn't have to cross the Jordan and take the risk of what that might have been like. So, you know, in some ways, it could have been deemed that that wasn't fair. But yet we learn that, you know, although there came close to being some problems, and we talked about that in the book of Joshua later, there wasn't. They handled it well. They honored the Lord. And even though something wasn't exactly equal for everybody, you know, they all got along. And so what am I trying to say? Trying to say that it is okay to advocate for yourself and to advocate for fairness, but sometimes too, you're going to have to let yourself be taken advantage of, if you want to put it that way, in order for there to be unity, because it's not always going to be fair. So the thing is yes, advocate for yourself, but then let's say something in your mind isn't fair. You feel like you're not being treated fair. Sometimes you got to just suck it up and say, you know what, this isn't what the Lord had for me, and I'm going to learn to be okay with my perception that things aren't fair, but it's okay to advocate for yourself first. I want to take you to a passage in the book of Matthew, the Sermon on the Mount, and Jesus shares something like this. Listen to what he says. You have heard that it was said, this is Matthew 5:38, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, do not resist an evil person. Whatever slaps you on your right cheek, turn the other to him also. If anyone wants to sue you, take your shirt, let him have your cloak also. If anyone wants to sue you and take your shirt, let him have your coat also. Whoever forces you to go 1 mile, go with him too. Give to him who asks of you, and do not turn away from him who wants to borrow from you. Now, you know, we're looking at one verse, and you can't, you know, make all of your theology based on a verse. I don't just go around asking people to slap me on the other cheek. However, the principle is there, meaning if you're going through life and sometimes something's not fair or somebody asks something of you, and you might be put in a position, you know what, where God wants you to give that for his glory, and God wants you to just be self-sacrificing for his glory and realize that, you know what, you're not going to be here forever. You can't take everything with you, and you might as well just go ahead and give that, be generous, and bless somebody else, even if it seems like maybe it's not fair. So, isn't that interesting? You know, I think a lot of times there's lots of things like this in the Bible that you can't just look at it one way, that we need to have the Lord's wisdom and discernment. So advocate for yourself, advocate for fairness, because sometimes you're the only one who's going to advocate for you, and that's okay. But if things aren't going your way, you know, consider that it might be an opportunity just to be self-sacrificing and to give to others, or to not have to insist on fairness and build unity with the people around you, even though maybe it's not fair. And there's something holy and good and right about doing that. So may the Lord give us spiritual discernment on how to respond to every situation. Well, there's always something good, isn't there, that we can take from the Word of God. I've felt like there's been so many lessons that have been a blessing to take in from the book of Numbers. Hey, have you ever gone on your podcast app and liked this show, or, you know, Revering the Word? Would you consider taking a moment to do that, to go ahead and give it a rating and hopefully give it a good rating? Because what that does is it gets it out to more people, and it raises the chances of someone else finding out about Revering the Word, which can then help them find out about our Lord Jesus and grow in the Word, because it's liked by you. The algorithm, so to speak, will raise it up so that more people will find it. So listen, I would appreciate you taking a moment to do that. And I look forward to continuing our journey through the Word of God. And, you know, let someone know about it. Let someone know that hopefully this is benefiting you. And I hope the Word continues to get out. It clearly has. The show is growing. The number of people listening is growing. And praise God for that. That's what we want. We're supposed to go make disciples of all nations. And this is just one way we're doing it. Thank you for your partnership with me. And let's keep going. Let's keep on keeping on in the Lord and growing in Him. God bless you all.